This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There's a profound new meme being promoted by 4chan now, and it is exactly the same meme that I promoted here on this podcast, two or three times over the last year. It's the meme of NPCs, or what are called non-player characters. And this meme is spreading like wildfire because it describes liberals, mindless liberals, who just do what they're told and who don't have any inner voice. In other words, they don't have an inner dialogue. They don't have their own thoughts. They're just told what to do. They're just puppets. They go along with crowds, and they think whatever they're supposed to think, and they say whatever they're told to say. These people are now being called NPCs. Now, NPC stands for non-player character. And this is a takeaway from the old role-playing games. Well, I guess they're still around. But when I was in high school and college, we used to play various role-playing games, like Peter Jackson's games and, you know, Dungeons of Dragons way back in the early days and so on. Role-playing games involve a game master who kind of runs the world, and then you have live players, real people like you and your friends, who are playing characters in the world that's run by the game master. But then the game master also runs other characters in the world that are not controlled by real people. And they're sort of window dressing. They're characters with which you interact, but they're not real. They're called non-player characters, or NPCs. And the thing about NPCs is, obviously, they're not real humans. They're soulless. They're on autopilot until the game master has them say something, and then the character says whatever the game master wants them to say. You see, so they're controlled. They're like puppets, character puppets walking around. Well, that's the perfect description for liberals today, you know, leftists, Democrats, who they all practice groupthink. They have no inner dialogue. They don't think for themselves. They just absorb everything that they think is real, their beliefs, their feelings and emotions, even their facts, so-called facts, are just absorbed from their peers. It's pushed on social media. It's told them by their friends, they see it on TV, late night comedy show, what have you. And so NPCs are liberals, or better stated, liberals are NPCs. And 4chan is spreading this meme quite rapidly and effectively, and it just nails it. Because people who watch CNN are NPCs. People who repeat liberal talking points on, you know, gun control, for example, or gun-free zones. Like, if we just had more gun-free zones, there wouldn't be any school shootings, even though most of the school shootings happen in gun-free zones, you know. But when you have mindless, zombie-like human puppets just saying whatever they've been told to say by CNN, you have an NPC, and also now known as a Democrat. And it's fascinating because when Steven Crowder has these sit-down sessions called Change My Mind, and he invites liberals to sit down with him in a public space and change his mind with reason and logic, they never can because they lack all logic and reason. They are irrational because they're NPCs. They don't have an inner voice. They don't have any reason. That part of their existence has been burned out. And in fact, I'm going to take this one step further. I think that this NPC meme is literal. I think they are non-player characters in reality. In other words, I think they're soulless. I think that many people are being born with souls, without souls, excuse me, and some are somehow losing their souls or having them taken over by destructive spirits and forces. And this gets into demonic possession. And I know you're going like, whoa, how did this twist into demonic possession? Well, did you know that Catholic priests are performing a record number of exorcisms now? And there's one priest who says he's sent, what did he say, like 160,000 demons to hell by exorcising them from human bodies. But what if some people also have no soul whatsoever? They're just biological bags. They have no mind, no soul. They have no sense of consciousness or self-awareness. They're perfectly programmable biology. In fact, some people call them programmable life forms, or PLFs. And so, really, if you think about it, NPCs are also PLFs. I know, it's starting to get complex, isn't it? Non-player characters are programmable life forms, except they have no souls. So what if we're actually living in a world where you're trying to debate with these mindless Democrats who are just senseless, irrational? They seem like either morons or demons, one or the other, maybe depends on who you're talking to. What if there was actually no one home inside that skull? What if they are soulless? What if they're actually non-player characters? And they are incapable of rational thought or self-driven ideas. And all they can do is absorb and regurgitate the things that are told to them by society and fake news media and their university professors who hate America, hate men, hate white people, hate the Constitution, and so on. So I challenge you to really think about this carefully, because I'm becoming increasingly convinced that we are living in a world where it is inhabited by a great number of apparent humans who are not fully qualified human beings. And that's the phrase that I prefer to use. A lot of so-called people who are not fully qualified humans. In the sense that they have a human body, and they can speak, they can string words together, but they have no human soul. And so they're only a partial human, because a fully qualified human is body, mind, and spirit. The three. It's the trinity of existence, right? Body, mind, and spirit. And these NPCs / PLFs / Democrats and liberals, many of them appear to be empty inside. And they appear to be simply animated biological life forms that have nothing real on the inside in terms of a spirit or a soul. And this also explains why, I mean, you'll go, aha, when you think about this, why they all don't believe in the afterlife, they don't believe in God, they don't believe in Christianity or religion. They're mostly narcissists. They think that when life is over, they just die. That's because they're not self-aware. They don't have a sense of consciousness. So they cannot experience self-awareness in the way that you and I can. Now, they can speak words. They can run for public office. They can even get elected. They can fake their way through a professorship at a university. They can be a newscaster. But inside, they're not human, because they lack a soul. And so they can never experience the world the way you and I do, as people who have souls and who have empathy and compassion for other human beings, who have innovation, creativity. We have our own ideas. We have divine inspiration. All of these things are not accessible by NPCs. So they are not real people. They may take the form of a human. They may look like a human. They may smell like a human. But they are not human beings, because a being requires all three levels of existence, body, mind, and spirit. So that's something to think about as you make your way through this world. I want you to look around you and observe how many people are not fully qualified humans, NPCs. You'll see them in the news. You'll see them around you. You'll have them as office workers, perhaps. You'll see them on videos. They'll be graduating from universities. NPCs are everywhere, and they're not fully qualified humans. And they, obviously, they vote. They vote the way they're told to vote. So they're all told to vote Democrat. And the Democrat Party is the party of zombies and NPCs and PLFs. How fascinating is that? So check it all out. Think about it. This is interesting stuff. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.